The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
Yoo-hoo! I'll make you famous.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
Buenos tardes, amigos.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
You'd be a fool if you don't check out WCI Sunday night.
Who is this guy?
Wrestle Talk Radio.
The citizens of White Oaks have proclaimed this place the Devil's Den.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
Shit. They'll have to do.
With your host, Tim Stein.
Next time you address me common, I will put you on your prissy little ass.
Heartbreak Mike.
I don't quite follow what you're saying.
The Omega.
And I don't keep with whores no more.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
I just think he's the luckiest white eye in New Mexico.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network and on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
I knew you'd come back.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, the Ayatollah of rock and roll.
This is third generation female superstar Natty Neidhart.
I'm Austin Aries, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
WTR Sunday Night.
I'd rather drink turpentine and piss on a brush fire.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, discussing a very one-of-a-kind week in professional wrestling. It's been interesting, it has been exciting, it has been honestly heartfelt at moments, and we are here to talk about all of it. So, tonight, we have Heartbreak Mike.
Yo, yo, what's going on, guys? It's another week, and yeah, let's go right into it.
Yeah, I'm going so fast I forgot my own intro. Be all end all over network. Team Omega. Hi, that's me. Forgot who I was for a second. It's been a weird week. But fortunately, we have someone who would never forget who he is or where he is or what he did with his glasses. The one and only Tim Stein.
Okay, I'll always remember my name. I generally know where the hell I am. But I'll be damned if I could find my glasses. I was looking all over the place.
Where
they were
are?
In the last place I looked.
Your face.
I hope face. They were, Tim.
Well, that...
We all hope.
Okay, you, I'll admit you... it. I didn't really have any bad Tim jokes to tell at the top of the show like I normally do. But I do have something for you to... What's that?
I have many. Do you want a few?
Well, we'll talk in a minute, but I do have something for everybody to think about tonight. The phrase, it's in the last place you looked, is kind of a silly thing to say, in my opinion, because why would you find it and then keep looking? It was in the third last place I looked, but, you know, the light's better over there. Makes no sense.
You know, the laws of time and physics might have bended, and there's more than one now.
Well, you know, it's not as bad as what happened to me last week with that girl that I talked to. I asked her if she could help me find something for me. She asked me what I lost, and I said my virginity about 30 years ago. Could you help me look?
Aww.
All right.
I quit.
I didn't have a bad joke, but that just
We're
happened.
Here trying to be a serious radio show again, and he's making these jokes. I'm sorry.
Listen, I will never not make these jokes. It is just my nature. That's the way I am. Look at it this way. It could be worse. We could be talking to Scott Lee Crew right now.
Who, by the way, owes me a cheeseburger?
Apparently, Scott Lee owes Mike a cheeseburger. But no, I've got huge news, everybody. We do have a guest, and he's on the phone. Probably rolling his eyes, wondering what the hell he got himself into tonight. I'm going to introduce him here. He is known on the independent wrestling circuit as the Prodigy. He is the offspring of the one and only, the late, great, good friend of mine, Smith Hart. We're talking about Matt Hart. Matt, good evening. Welcome to WTR Sunday Night. How you doing?
Hey, guys. Not bad. Thanks for having me on here tonight.
No, I like to thank you very much personally for taking the time out to join us and put up with our immaturity.
I'm sure it'll be a fun time. I've been looking forward to this. So.
There you go. All right. Well, let's just like dive right into the meat of it. One thing that I am curious about, the Hart family is known worldwide as one of the biggest wrestling dynasties on the planet. That being said, being a member of the Hart family, when you got into professional wrestling, did you feel like it was something that, well, it's a matter of course, you know, I'm a Hart, I've got to get into wrestling, it's in my blood.
It was definitely an in my blood kind of deal. It was something that I never really expected to get into. I just kind of found myself, you know, training one time in the backyard of my Uncle Bruce's place in his ring with a couple of my cousins and a few other students. And next thing I know, I'm training with Ted at his school in Edmonton, and making my debut shortly after for Stampede Extreme Wrestling here in Calgary. So it's something I kind of fell into, and then it's definitely something that's taken over my life since then. And it's yeah, it's something very unexpected, but something I'm very grateful for all the same.
There you go. Okay. Well, I get razzed by the rest of the guys on the phone call here on an occasional ongoing basis, just because I know so many of your family members. So, and they kind of sort of call me an honorary Hart, but that's just a little something I could strive for but never attain as far as that goes. How long have you been wrestling for now?
Oh, let's see. I was 19 when I first had my official debut. But I took a couple years off just to kind of work and went that route and made a little bit of, you know, money. It was just a little hard on the independent scene a little bit, and, came back and, started taking a little bit more of a serious role when I was 22, 23. So that's, yeah, sorry, to answer the question, it's been 4 or 5 years now.
Yeah. And, in that length of time, you've had a chance to, basically, globetrot a little bit. You've traveled to some, major cities around the planet.
I've been to a couple. I've been on two tours so far. One of them was overseas in the UK. Had a, amazing time down there. In fact, I ended up having a, match of the year with Ricky Knight Jr., who is one of the most amazing, phenomenal wrestlers I've ever had the pleasure of stepping in the ring with. And his family actually just had a movie made about them fighting with my family with The Rock and a few other well-known, you know, actors. It's supposed to be quite the movie. I can't wait to go see it, actually.
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to catching that myself. It's got nothing but great reviews, really. Speaking about movies, do you think that there should be some kind of a movie out there about the Hart family?
You know what, we've definitely had a couple movies, you know, WWE produced, and Brett's had his, you know, Wrestling with Shadows, but I'm pretty sure that at some point down the road somebody might get the idea, and they might have great actors, and they you know, it could be a potential something in the, you know, the horizon. You never know.
The whole point of interviews and doing the interviews is to make you pump your own we're supposed to make you pump your own tires. So if there is a docudrama ever made of the Hart family, who would you want to play you?
Oh man, who would I want to play me? that's an interesting question. I don't see too many actors that are around right now that could probably take on the role. I mean, not to get into too much detail, but I mean, I definitely have quite the story to get into. They would have a fun time, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So I I don't know who I really have the ability to take that on right now.
There you go. There's something for you to ponder. We'll find out. I'll bring that up again on Friday night and see if you got an answer for me.
Absolutely.
Speaking about Friday night, yeah, you've got a little bit of a wrestling match that you have to take care of. March the 8th, Heart Legacy Wrestling returns to the Bonas Sportsplex. And this is something that basically has come about from the last show, February 22nd. You want to fill the crowd in a little bit on what exactly went down with you?
What went down? Well, I mean, if we're talking about what went down at the last show, I mean, it was all kinds of craziness. You know, I found myself in a matchup with originally a triple threat with two great wrestlers, and one of them was internationally known, this Facade. Very amazing, very talented. At the end of our bout, you know, after I was the winner, declared winner, I tapped Dead Zone out. I get blindsided by Facade and attacked by that Scott Lee crew, who I heard you guys mention earlier, and the owing of the burgers. I saw you was handing out quite a few of those, so I think that might be on you, really, if you're missing out on one. They obviously, I mean, you can't trust Scott Lee too far, and I was pretty stupid myself to even accept this request of friendship, and that went on to later in the night. My cousin Ted eventually came and helped me out, and we ended up in a tag match once again. We ended up getting the win over that with making that bastard Scott Lee tap out. Now we're talking about March 8th. This is going to be a little bit more of a small thing going on here. To my knowledge, I believe this is going to be the very first tournament to crown our champion. So you definitely can bet that I've got my sights set on that. And it doesn't really matter. They can throw me in the ring with anybody. It could be Scott Lee Crew, or it could be the Beast from the Middle East. You know, the man that they hail Ali. It doesn't matter who you put me in that ring with. The result's going to be the same. I'm going to make them tap out, or I'm going to pin them.
There you go. Yeah, I was just about to bring that up. March 8th, that's the beginning of the championship tournament. And, of course, it will continue on the 22nd. Of March. Those of you listening in Calgary, in the Calgary area, who can make bull shows, you're very strongly advised to do everything you can to make bull shows. You're not going to want to be missing either one of them. So basically, Matt, you sort of answered the question I was about to ask. I was going to ask if you had any preference to take anybody on this Friday night, but you don't care who it is, eh?
Oh, it doesn't matter anytime. You know, you can put me in the ring with anybody. And like I said, I accept all challenges. It doesn't matter. You know, if they're a smaller guy, it's somebody that's fast and quick. It's a style that I can adapt to. And if it's somebody that's bigger, stronger, if you got somebody like Ali, you know, that's somebody I can take down. You know, you chop them down, you break them down there. You know, those are the kind of guys that I love to step in the ring with. It's always a challenge, and it doesn't matter. You know, it's like I said, the result's going to be the exact same no matter what. I'm going to tap you out, or I'm going to pin you. And, you know, I look forward to it every time.
There you go. Now I'm just, I'm about to rip off the WWE here just a little bit with the phrase. But bad blood. How much of a problem is it going to be if you wind up having to face Teddy?
Yeah, well, you know, if it comes down between me and Ted, it's going to be the old master versus student. We always know how that one wins. I mean, I'm not meaning to be sounding cocky here. I've got a lot of respect. Obviously, Teddy's the most craziest person that could ever step foot in the ring, but I learned from Ted. I know how to beat Ted. I'm sorry, cousin, if you're listening to this, but I'm going to win. It's my time now. Ted's had his time. It's my time. It's the prodigy's time.
So much like, when you face your friends playing street hockey, when you're playing the game, it's, too bad for you. I'm the one winning. But, afterwards, you guys are gonna have a great big hug and, share a Gatorade, in the back afterwards, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, We always pop down to Bonass Pub after the shows. That's usually where we have our after party. We'll knock back a few, and it's all good. You know, at the end of the day, if it does come down to me and Ted in the middle of the ring, we're still family. We're still blood. It's just the way it goes. But if it comes down to that, it definitely is. It's my time, and I sure hope it doesn't come down to that.
There you go. Of course, I'm not intentionally omitting your other cousin, Tori, who's, coming back, this Friday, after, a little bit of a hiatus from the ring, I guess. It's been a little bit since he's actually, stepped into a full throttle.
You know, Tori's always kind of been the cousin that's had my back, whether he's, you know, just, kind of there supporting in the crowd. Like I said, I didn't even mention it earlier. Tori was the first one to come to my aid. It didn't really work out to him, but it showed a lot of heart, no pun intended, for him to even step foot in the ring. He hasn't been in an official match for a long, long time. So that took a lot of balls, a lot of courage, and thankfully he did that.
Well, you know, not to hit the bad puns, but you know, blood is thicker than water, and of course you gotta stick up for family. That's all there is to it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and that's the one thing that anybody who comes to the Calgary territory is gonna find out is when push comes to shove, you know, you attack one of us, you attack all of us, and when you got all of us, it's a force to be reckoned with, that's for sure. And I feel sorry for anybody that gets in the path.
Absolutely. There you go. Mike, have you got anything you want to ask Matt or talk to him about?
Well, there was actually one thing that I wanted to talk to him about for RCW, when you did RCW and your tag team partner, D. Dwight Davis. First of all, it was amazing how you won the, you know, the RCW Tag Team Championships. What was your greatest, everyone has a good match, but I'm a huge tag team person. I love tag team wrestling because you tell a story of trying to motivate your team, get your team right. What was your top match? One of your favorite matches that you could wrestle in for tag team?
Oh, that would definitely be Dwight and I. I think I either want to say when we first lost our tag titles to NVR,
mm-hmm.
or when we first won our titles. It sounds pretty odd, you know, like losing your title but it was a beautiful moment. It was really awesome. It was a fun time. Really, any time I stepped in the ring with Dwight, it was always a pleasure. You know, he's the one guy that, you know, he's been around since I was a kid. Not very many people know that, but Dwight was training in the dungeon when I was, you know, 5, 6 years old, running around, barefoot, wow, bothering all these guys in the dungeon, you know, and Dwight was one of those guys there. You know, years later, we were a tag team. It was, definitely a fun time. And, you know, who knows, for the future, you never know what might happen. Hard to Kill might do something later on. You know, it's hard to tell the future. So
nice. And then bring it up to, you know, Heart Legacy Wrestling. What are some of the if there was one team that you could have come to Heart Legacy, who would it be?
One team come to Heart Legacy. Are we talking about, you know, on the independent scene here in Alberta? Are we talking about Canada wide? Are we,
I mean, okay, in general, I'm sorry.
In general. Hmm. Well, I mean, there's so many, you know, great tag teams out there that would be, amazing down here. You know, the Young Bucks for one. Ted's always, has always been a big fan of the Young Bucks. Me, I'd love to have the Barbarians from Ontario or, the Heartbreakers, my brother's tag team, not, you know, being biased at all, just that would, you know, be a lot of fun to have them down here. A lot of these, you know, guys from the States. But yeah, it's, you know, really any of those guys, you know, like I said, the Young Bucks are, some of Ted's favorite guys. He brought them down here once before many years ago for a show out on the reserve, and they were phenomenal. You know, they were great. So I think that'd be kind of fun to have down here. But again, you never know. See what happens. See what the future holds. Right? I think there's a lot of cool things to come. So
okay. Tim, it's all yours.
Yeah. Well, I don't really have too much more to talk about with you tonight, Matt. I mean, we pretty much just about covered most everything, except what exactly would you like to accomplish in Heart Legacy Wrestling? We definitely intend to have the promotion go on for quite some time and take over and bring back old-time, old-school wrestling, very much like your grandfather used to hold out here on a regular basis. But what would you like to accomplish in the promotion?
You know, it's one of those things. I'm not going to be satisfied until I've accomplished everything that there is to accomplish in Heart Legacy Wrestling. You know, whether that's we have a tag team division, I'm going to conquer that. If we have a heavyweight division, I'm going to be there. You know, whatever there is to do in Heart Legacy Wrestling, you can bet your ass that I'm going to do my best to make sure that, it's scratched off.
There you go. Okay. Well, hey, everybody, this has been the Prodigy, Matt Hart, joining us tonight on Rust Talk Radio WTR Sunday Night Live here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't forget, he's going to be in action along with his cousin Teddy, his cousin Tori, and everybody else from Heart Legacy Wrestling. The man they hail, Ollie the Beast from the Middle East, Australian Suicide, will be in town as well. Many, many more. Yeah, Scottly Crew will probably not be handing out cheeseburgers, but I'm pretty sure he'll be there along with Renegade and a host of other wrestlers there to do their damnedest to advance in the Heavyweight Championship Tournament this Friday night. Doors open at 6, show at 7, advance tickets only $10, $25 at the door. You can get tickets at eventbrite.ca, heartlegacywrestling.ca. You can get advance tickets from me. All you got to do, get onto Twitter and hit me up at Flames Forums. You can direct message me, or you can just like send me a tweet, tag me in a tweet. I'll get back to you. We'll get you hooked up. Save yourselves $15. Get the tickets in advance, only 10 bucks. It will be, yet once again, the best money you've spent for your entertainment dollar this Friday night. And, of course, once again, our guest tonight, Matt Hart, competing in the tournament. Matt, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Hey, thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure, and I really hope to see everybody there. Like you said, it's $10 if you buy it in advance. It's really, you're not going to get that kind of a deal for any other wrestling around here, and you're not going to get the quality that we're presenting you. So yeah, thank you again, guys. It was a pleasure, and definitely look forward to coming back on some other time.
Absolutely. We will definitely be having you back again naturally at your convenience. Everybody, you're listening to WTR Sunday Night. Don't forget, right on the other side of this break, we got a little bit of wrestling news to talk about. And, of course, we're playing WTR Pick'em tonight. Guess what? We got a prize for the winner. Stay tuned to find out what it is. We'll be back right after this. Somebody watch this, I got this, man. Everybody watch this, I got this. Now somebody watch this, I got this, man. Everybody watch this, I'll be in my zone. I kill the party, I know. Let's go, the king, the master of flow. Let's go, I'm flashy, dancing, little bro. I'm swagging on the whole show. All is love, hold up. Don't, yeah, back is worse too. I be bodying this, need a hurt.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a disc bang or something.
Techno gangbang. Maybe the world needs to end. End of the world Gangnam style.
Weird shit becomes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art, or is this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, you know, work schedule and whatnot, but...
Watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck?
It just gets weirder and weirder.
Oh, I thought the people were gonna be showing at the party. Oh, you Gundam style over here.
That's the horse you have, that's the horse
you. Gundam style. Loving them, loving them.
Oh, not the pelvic thrust. What, Mr. Sumi in the sky? Oh, they're riding that pony.
Right on you.
Got 800 million. Oh, I'm scared for the future. Yeah. This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I gotta play something else, Rock. I'm going to wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless, I was made in America.
Thursday nights, The Rock lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin', as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar. What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz. This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins,
this is Kane from WWE.
The future is now when you experience The Rock. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch.
From the big returns.
Maybe I have one more ass kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last.
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, you're going to put something on that list. Why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show. Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Did you know you can use support the creator code ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop.
Ha ha ha!
This is Amazing Kong, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio.
And welcome back, WTR, Sunday Night Rose Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, coming off a interview with the Prodigy, Matt Hart. Mike, are you still breathing?
Yeah, I think so. I think I got a pulse. I think so. Yeah, pulse is here.
There you go. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, no, it was good. I think we may have thrown him for a bit of a loop. I didn't prepare him ahead of time. I didn't tell him ahead of time. We don't do a completely standard wrestling interview.
At the WTR Oreo. I apologize.
At the WTR Oreo. There you go. Yeah. I did tell him that you were a bit of a mark for the independent wrestlers. I told him that when I talked to him earlier tonight. So. Yeah, no, that was a very, very good, very informative interview. I tell you, I'm looking forward to the show on Friday night. I can't wait to get there and get her done, as it were. Mm-hmm. Be taking my son, and everybody's going to be freaking out about that because, you know, at pretty much just about 6'4", 240 pounds, I know for a fact that Teddy is going to be probably the first one to walk up and ask if he wants to be a wrestler. I'm going to have to say no, Teddy. So, yeah. But once again, you get tickets in advance for only $10. Just hit me up on the Twitter machine at Flames Forums, and we'll get you hooked up. We're doing Pick'em tonight. Where's my producer? Is he around?
Yeah, we're here.
There you go. We're going to give away something, to the winner of, Fastlane's Pick'em, aren't we?
Yes, we are. And you got to make sure you clarify when
I'm about to. Yeah. I was just about to. Now, here's the thing. I apologize for those of you living in Europe or Australia or, South America, New Zealand. I'm trying to remember that song from the 80s. South America, France, Australia.
Yep, you got it.
Dancing in the streets. Yeah, this, this prize can only be sent to those of you, whoever gets the most right on Pick'em, in Canada or the United States.
Simple as that.
Yeah. Now, shall we tell them what the prize is? Or shall we just say that you're getting a prize?
Well, tell them what the prize is, Tim.
Well, you're going to get a commemorative edition Hart Legacy Wrestling T-shirt, and it's going to have quite potentially a couple of autographs on it.
Maybe. Woot!
But hosts are not eligible to win. Sorry, Mike.
Yeah, Mike, you can't win.
Fine.
And if you quit right now, I'm sorry, you still won't be eligible because it takes 6 months.
What the fuck?
I was going to say there was a 90-day no-compete, so that would have covered it.
No. It's a six-month non-compete with us. So
anyway, let's get into some wrestling news, and then we can get to Pick'em.
Yeah, we got some wrestling news to talk about. something very big happened last Monday night on Raw.
Yeah, something amazing happened because it was Ric Flair's birthday celebration.
Yeah, no, we're not going there yet. Forget it. Hold it. Back up. You know, I didn't get cake. He can fucking wait. Excuse my French.
Hey, Jinder got cake. He got
Well, yeah, no, Jinder didn't get cake. Jinder got caked.
He got some cake somehow. Anyway.
There you go. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, no, big, big, huge news here. Mike, you've got a WT, Mike, Heartbreak Mike's, what the F moment. And, I've got a rebuttal for your what the F moment on this one. But Roman Reigns returned to the WWE and Monday Night Raw last Monday night, announcing his leukemia is in remission. That is huge. There is one problem, however.
What's the problem, Tim?
A lot of people are calling bullshit.
Why would people be calling bullshit?
Yes.
There's this idea, this belief, this thought, you have cancer, you've got to go through the chemo and the radiation and all the other treatments. You're going to lose your hair. You're going to lose all of your weight and your bulk and all of that stuff. And you're going to be sicker than a son of a bitch, and it's going to last for years. This happens in some cases. This is what we see on the medical dramas. Oh, no, they've got cancer. They've got no hair. Their hair fell out. Yada, yada, yada. That doesn't happen with every single thing. Okay, Mike, you want to do your WTF moment so I can rebut?
My only thing is with this, granted, you know, I really thought this was a work because they tried everything, and I mean everything, to make Roman Reigns a face. And at the end of the day, this was the thing. To me, I'm really speechless because you would pull the, I get it, you know, pull the whole story of guys, you know, got leukemia, got to take a few days off. I, you know, my whole thing is, what if it is a work?
Okay. Now this is you basically putting voice to what I was talking about. A lot of people saying this is bullshit, and how could WWE use something so devastating as the storyline? Oh my God, we've tried everything to get Roman Reigns over. Let's just say his leukemia returned. We'll take him off TV for 4 months and then bring him back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 4.5, almost 5 months. The type of leukemia he had, yeah, he needed treatment for it. He didn't lose his hair. He did lose weight. If you notice on Monday night, he was a little smaller than we remember seeing him. Okay. Now, this is me relating something on a personal experience. I've never had cancer, you know, touch wood. Hopefully I never wind up with it. What is that noise in the background? Cut it out.
It was knock on wood.
All right. Oh, okay. There you go. the place I'm working at right now is owned and run by a guy who had cancer. And he was diagnosed with cancer like 3 months after I started working there, January 2016. No, I'm sorry. It was 4 months after I started working there. He got diagnosed with cancer. Now, he worked from May of 2016 until the end of July 2016 before he started his cancer treatments. He went and got the chemo and the radiation and all that stuff. And what happened to him was his taste buds got temporarily burned out. He did not lose his hair. He was very tired all day. He never came into the store because coming into my place of business and trying to do what we do is a very stressful environment. Rock, you can attest to that because you've heard me talk about it. But like I said, he didn't lose his hair or anything like that. He was able to function and perform for like 5-6 hours a day before everything just caught up to him and he was like super, super dead tired. This is a standard thing. Roman sure did some stuff in a movie, but you know, you can do things for a few hours at a time before it catches up to you. All right. So don't be going walking around thinking, oh, it's all a work. WWE did it on purpose. I mean, like, they've been doing this shit's been going on. Before Roman, we had John Cena, Mike, Omega, Rock. John Cena got the same treatment that Roman Reigns was getting. Half the crowd was booing him. The other half was cheering for him. WWE was pushing him as the guy, right?
Meh.
They could have done the story, some kind of a storyline, or a work, if you will, whatever, with John Cena, have him off TV for 4 months and bring him back all miraculously cured or in remission or whatever. They never did that. If they were going to do that, they could have done that with him. So why not him, but why Roman? Anybody?
I'm sorry, am I supposed to talk now?
You can if you want.
So I told you I quit.
You can't win the t-shirt, man.
I'm calling Cody looking for work.
Shut up. You can't win the t-shirt.
I'm not trying to win the t-shirt. I'm trying to find a job.
Oh, okay.
I'm all elite.
You'll never find another job like this that pays you the way we pay you.
But I'm sure I could. Yeah, I could work for Walmart if I wanted to.
No, Walmart pays you.
No, the idea that this is a work is bullshit. It is super jaded and pessimistic, and it's the idea that, well, wrestling's all fake, so of course they're gonna make up something like this. Like, but let's put this: how long has WWE been working with Susan B. Coleman?
Years, like over a
time.
Decade.
Okay, yep. how about Connor's Cure?
Yeah,
how about that? You okay? So how about Make-A-Wish?
If even
one thing suggested that this was fake in any way, do you have any idea what a massive disaster it would be for the entire company? If any one thing got out that they faked this just to get one guy cheered, it would devastate the entire company. It might put them to a point they couldn't recover from. The odds of this being a work are absolutely zero. And I will tell you this, I've had someone I've known go through cancer treatments. We had someone staying with us when a friend of the family, when they couldn't live on their own anymore. And unfortunately, you know, it eventually got up to them. But, you know, those were weekly trips to the clinic for treatments. And guess what? Never lost a stitch of hair.
Yeah. It was like I was saying about my boss.
You know, it's not as clean cut as this is what cancer does. Because I've seen a TV show. I watched every season of ER. And all the cancer patients had bald hair because chemo took their hair. That's an extreme for TV. That's an extreme visual for TV to convey that. But that doesn't mean that's what actually happens. So, I mean, yeah, we're pro wrestling fans. Yeah. We know that things get exaggerated on TV.
But let's take it back to TV now. He's back. And he's probably going to wrestle soon. Are we excited?
Depends on who he's wrestling. Here's the thing. You know, Roman's coming back and announcing that he's in remission. Yeah, it did cause the pop that we were all expecting it was gonna cause. I don't recall hearing one single boo against Roman.
There was one person trying to
boo.
Oh, God.
There was one guy.
And he got shut down.
Oh, the crowd immediately shit on him.
It's amazing. But
okay, I missed what happened.
Yeah, just one guy started booing, and Atlanta decided to turn on that fan, and yep, that moved on from there. So, he's back. He's with Seth Rollins now. Maybe
he saved Dean at the end of the night.
And appears Roman's going to be back in action in something we're going to talk about later, Fastlane.
Yeah.
Is that quick, Omega? Very quick?
Woohoo. Well, we don't know how long he's been in remission and how long he's had to kind of get himself back into shape.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we heard this was described as a flare-up, you know, which is another thing that you can go through with this form of cancer, where every now and then it tries to get back, and if you catch it early, you can knock it back fairly quickly. You know, and that seems to be the case here.
Mm-hmm.
So that is exceptionally fortunate. You know, like I'm not going to say, like, just because he recovered from cancer, I'm not going to say, like, okay, I was always wrong about, like, Roman Reigns as an in-ring performer, because I describe his in-ring ability and him himself as a person as two separate things to critique. You know, Roman Reigns the person is awesome and amazing.
Mm-hmm. The character
is
a little bit to desire sometimes. If he's the guy who came out on Monday and is genuine and everything like that, he'll be the biggest babyface they ever have. If he's the straightforward Roman Reigns that they've been giving us for 5 years, may have some issues.
Maybe, but you know what? No, regardless, I'm going to be happy to see him back, because genuinely, I didn't think this was the result we were going to get. Generally, when cancer comes back from remission, it's worse and harder to get over than the first time.
So, he's back. Yay! When he's champion and he's champion for a year, we're all going to hate it. Look forward to that, Internet.
You know, the boosh might return in a month. You never know. It might happen. People might stay behind him like they were behind him after we returned from injury a few years back, and everybody was like, yeah, Roman, yay. You know, right up until he screws over Daniel Bryan again.
If he did that, he'd be a face now.
There you go.
Speaking of screwing over Daniel Bryan, the last time this dude was around, he screwed Daniel Bryan out of the Royal Rumble victory. The Animal. Batista.
Yeah, he returned Monday night and kicked the crap out of Ric Flair. He called out Triple H.
Can we always have these segments on Raw?
What, you man. Ric Flair getting his ass kicked?
This was phenomenal. Like, weeks of build-up. Like, weeks of build-up to this. You know, we all thought it was going to be like how they pushed Charlotte and Becky's feud.
Yeah.
You know, and then, we pay to bring in Sting and,
Steamboat.
God, Steamboat, thank you.
Well, Steamboat was in for the actual party that Friday or Saturday, whenever it was. But yeah, all of them came in.
Yeah. Like you make this huge deal out of it just to reintroduce Batista and to play off of their little bit of tension on the Evolution reunion.
But Omega, remember? Batista was going to AEW, right? He was going to AEW.
Was in talks.
He was in talks, totally in talks. Mm-hmm. He had lunch with Chris Jericho. They were totally in talks to make his return to AEW. So Hunter got cleared. He's ready to wrestle. Hey, the match is on.
Something that they were batting about for WrestleMania last year, just over a year ago this time, but ultimately Batista wasn't able to commit because of other commitments.
Right, and this was
Now that he's looking for work, because there will be no Guardians of the Galaxy 3, and died in Avengers Infinity War, he needs a job.
He already confirmed they're using the script. Okay.
Batista lies.
But he also has a movie he's filming in March, so he's not really looking for work. So,
totally destroy all of the bullshit that I was deliberately, throwing out there. Thanks.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah, I know it is.
Okay. But it was in question because of Hunter getting hurt in Saudi Arabia in November. So people were wondering if this would actually happen because they set it up on the SmackDown Thousands episode, I think it was.
Yeah.
That's when they started setting it up. So yeah, it's happening. Excited, are we?
Honestly, that's one of those segments that gets me into a feud immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just such a brutal way to reintroduce him.
But it was just a genius way.
And it immediately makes it so personal. Here,
yeah.
You're not going to take my challenge seriously. I'm going to beat the fuck out of your mentor.
And Hunter was in the ring praising Ric Flair like he's like he always does, but he was really laying it in as though it was so perfect.
The entire thing was a perfect setup, and it was a fantastic story. It was great.
It's almost as if they put someone in creative who knows what they're doing.
They actually had a plan.
Wonder if they talked to Paul Heyman about this.
Remember, ladies and gentlemen, if there's a cake and if good old Ric Flair is in the ring, something's going to happen.
Oh, no. If there's a cake in a professional wrestling ring, nobody will eat any of it. It will be used as a weapon, as devastating as a steel chair, no less.
Sometimes there's an injured Ric Flair.
The cake is harder than a steel chair. Let's remember this.
Yeah.
It's an ice cream cake. It's completely frozen.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the news, Tim.
I think that might be the news. Why don't we just, talk about the absolutely packed and stacked card for Fastlane?
15 matches are scheduled for this show, so it's 17 hours. Wait.
Wait, what?
There's four.
We've got four matches confirmed.
Five.
For a second there, it sounded like a Wrestle Kingdom event.
We've got 6 days to get another four matches set up. Three to four.
Which isn't going to be very hard. We kind of know one that's coming with Roman Reigns. He'll be in some sort of multi-man match.
Normally I would go another Shield reunion.
This is still
good. I haven't seen that before.
But now it's like.
But in this case, it's perfect because it lets him ease back into things.
And it's also the last one.
The last. Get the last of those shirts out.
Because they had to stop selling them before. Let's unload the rest of them. And then you'll probably get Ronda's probably not wrestling. I don't know. There's only one Raw match right now.
It feels like there should be a match for Becky to earn her way back into Mania.
Yeah, but I think they may have not gone that direction. They're going a different way, as we saw Monday. So maybe get an Intercontinental title match maybe on this show. I don't know. Maybe a U.S. title match. We'll see. See how it goes. We'll see what happens on Monday. But we have four matches. And the first one is the rematch from the Royal Rumble. Or not from the Royal, from Elimination Chamber. It's the SmackDown Tag Team titles. The Usos defending against Shane McMahon and The Miz. Omega, who you got?
I'm entertaining. Like, surprisingly entertaining as Shane and Miz have been.
Mm-hmm.
I think going into Mania, you need to keep it on the Usos. You got to have your reliable tag team there to hold those championships. And I feel like they're building something different with Miz and Shane.
Yeah, maybe a match at WrestleMania. Who knows? A father on a pole match. I don't know. That's sort of the way they were. They would talk about fathers. So I don't know. Mike, who you got?
Let's go with the Usos.
Tim, who do you
when
got?
When I say Us, you say Oh. Us.
So the SmackDown Women's titles on the line. Asuka versus Mandy Rose, Mike.
It kind of sucks because they're not. I haven't seen a lot of. Well, besides Asuka winning the SmackDown Women's Championship, there's just nothing going on right now for her. But Mandy Rose, she is a great competitor. But I don't think they're going to give it to her. If they give it to her, I'll be highly shocked. But I'm sticking with Asuka.
Omega.
Yeah, like Mandy's improved a lot, but I don't see her winning this belt again. This feels like a belt. This feels like something you keep on Asuka for Mania season, and I don't see a singles title coming into the Fire and Desire team when we still have those tag belts that are freshly minted and need opponents.
Tim,
nobody ready for Asuka, especially Mandy Rose.
At Flames Forums. Speaking of those newly minted tag team titles, they'll be on the line when Bayley and Sasha defend against Nia and Tamina Omega.
Well, here's the match to give the new champs credibility, because there's not a hell of a lot of chance that Tamina is going to hold gold in WWE.
Not at all.
So, Mike, you're going Bayley and Sasha too?
Absolutely.
Tim, are you going Bayley and Sasha?
Well, yeah, but I'm also going, this is the opportunity Nia Jax has to hurt somebody through sloppy work.
Yep. Bayley, Sasha, Tamina, the referee, the cameraman, Michael Cole.
The first three rows of the crowd, all of them in the hospital with various injuries.
Just as long as she doesn't do a dive outside, we're good.
And then
Nia Jax managed to concuss the ring post. We're not sure how.
Wow.
Well, you know, we saw how. The WWE title is on the line. Daniel Bryan versus Kevin Owens.
Wait, what? What happened? What? Wait. Where's Kofi?
Kofi Mania is not the thing anymore. I don't know.
Vince came and changed the match, which I swear I've seen somewhere before.
I just don't know where. The old man's insane. All right.
It's like, I like this weird take on Vince McMahon now where he just comes out and just randomly changes matches.
Because it's real life, because that's what he does backstage.
Yeah. Just
building into a story.
He's just doing it in the ring instead of the gorilla position right now.
But like when Kofi earned the title shot at Fastlane, I cringed because it's the only story they have for the WWE Championship going into Mania. And it's a really good accidentally built story that the crowd's red hot for, and they needed to capitalize on it. So I panicked for a moment that they weren't going to, but supposedly the original plan for Mania was to put Kevin Owens versus Daniel Bryan there as like a big returning star coming for the belt. I'm so happy that seems to be switched up now.
It's a bigger deal having Kofi at Mania fighting for the title.
Genuinely. And really, with so many eyes on the Universal title, because everyone wants it off of fucking Lesnar right now, and so many more eyes on the Women's Championship, which is your hottest feud going into Mania, this is the year to do something out there with the WWE Championship.
Like give an actual underdog a chance to win the title at WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I shouldn't even be describing Kofi as, like, a weird thing to do with the belt. Because, you know, dude is phenomenal in the ring. He's just been relegated to this sideshow act for so long, you forget how good he is.
I've spent this entire time trying to forget that they were trying to explain to us that he was from Jamaica.
Jamaican me crazy. Tim, who got this match?
Wow.
That was a throwback to Mike Adamley. Tim, who you got?
Which one are we on?
So Daniel Bryan. We're doing Daniel Bryan and Kevin Owens.
I'm picking Daniel Bryan because I want DB versus Kofi at Mania. Shut up and take my money for that one.
Mike?
There will be a celebration on WTR after WrestleMania. Daniel Bryan retains. Give me my Kofi versus Bryan.
Omega.
Oh, it's unanimous. Let Daniel Bryan run to Mania with that wood shop belt of his.
It will be amusing when it's Kofi and Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania and Daniel Bryan retains. Anyway, a lot of rage I would feel on that night. It would be coming.
Oh, God. You killed that audience.
Yeah.
Like, you know what?
It doesn't matter what you put on afterwards. They're gone.
Heartbreak. Yeah, you know what Mike says about the, what do you say? The revival.
Fuck the revival. Fuck.
Yeah. He's going to say that about Rock instead of the revival.
I'm getting there.
So anyway.
He's thinking it.
So anyway. That is WTR Pick'em. We'll have the sheet on Facebook. You can tweet him at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network. You can tweet him at Wild Talk Radio, at Flames Forums, at WTR Sunday Night. You have until Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, that's 12 p.m. Mountain, to get your picks in. And you, if you live in North America, that's U.S. and Canada, you can win a Heart Legacy t-shirt. So get your picks in.
I was just going to say, you never know. The thing might have some autographs on it.
I mean, that's the way to do it. So, yes, where you can email the media at wildtalkradio.com.
Absolutely. I think we're done, kids.
Bye.
No, let's do some plugs.
Bye. Tonight
immediately following wrestling. It's the immediately following wrestling show.
Raw post show, 11 p.m. Eastern, every Monday night.
Yeah. And of course, Fortnite with Friends.
Happen every Thursday and Saturday right here at twitch.tv/WTRLive.
Speaking about Thursday, it's another edition of the multi-time award-winning The Rack radio show with the multi-time award-winning host, Lindsay Ward.
We'll be previewing the Fastlane pay-per-view and hopefully have more than four matches to talk about Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, The Rack Radio Show on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Stitcher.
There you go. And, of course, Saturday night, midnight-ish, or as close as we get to another edition of The Wild, The Wacky, The Unusual. They didn't realize Gorilla Glue isn't made from real gorillas. CB Radio.
I'm waiting for the one day you run out of weird things to say.
Wait, if I turn off my TV, I'll probably have a problem, because when I did that, there was a commercial for Gorilla Glue coming on that came on.
We walked over Omega saying it's not.
You're gonna tell me Elmer's glue is not made from real Elmers now, right?
Who's Elmer?
I don't know, some guy obsessed with a rabbit.
Kill the rabbit.
CB Radio every...
Kill the rabbit.
CB Radio every Saturday night, midnight-ish. CBRadioLive.com, GreaterThanGreatTheBabe.com.
Programming note, next Sunday night, we're not going to be here at 8 Mountain 10 Eastern.
Hey,
because,
hey.
What?
If we have
what?
If we have four matches, damn right we'll be.
Yeah, okay. If there's only four matches, it's a good chance we'll be here like...
Hour and a half pay-per-view.
Just after 8 p.m. Mountain, 10 o'clock Eastern. No, it's Fastlane next Sunday night. So as soon as the pay-per-view is over, doesn't matter how many matches are on there, watch the pay-per-view, then come to the Wild Talk Radio Network, www.wildtalkradio.com, to catch the Fastlane review, the last and final speed bump before WrestleMania.
It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's twitter.com/WTR Sunday Night. It's facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night.
And remember, play Pick'em. North America, the winner's going to get a Heart Legacy Wrestling t-shirt. Courtesy of Heart Legacy Wrestling. This is not me buying a t-shirt and giving it to you. Heart Legacy Wrestling is donating this prize. Okay, so technically, you're getting it from Teddy Hart, Matt Hart, Tori Hart, that Hart, that Hart. Those hearts,
Bob, Bill,
that heart,
Brian,
and
Sam,
and
Steve,
and of course Stacey Angel.
Anyway.
So there you go. Yeah, North America, you're going to win the Heart Legacy Wrestling t-shirt. Follow me on Twitter at Flames Forums for wrestling for hockey. I talk football. I hate baseball, but I know the game. I just hate it. I'll talk almost any kind of sports there, but I also throw up stuff that just, like, whatever, random. If you want to get politically incorrect, uncensored, and find out what my thoughts on stuff is, follow my other Twitter account, at Voice Insanity. I'm going to warn you right now, if you're a snowflake, you're going to be easily offended. You shouldn't follow that that account.
So when you tweet at Flames for him, send them all your rhythmic gymnastic topics. He's very big into them.
Hey, you know what? I got rhythmic gymnastics tweets that wind up on my timeline somehow.
So tweet him about it, because...
Because Rock wants to see me get stymied.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
So, if you want to follow what I am doing, I am all over the internet. You can find me over on Facebook at TJ Reviews. You can find me over on Twitter at TJ Omega. TJ Omega is also the YouTube channel with over 1,000 videos worth of content. And for a whole bunch of stuff that YouTube doesn't let me show you, it is over at TJOmega.net.
Mike.
Well then, you know, we can always add the black guy, Fuck the Revival. You can hit me up on the Twitter page, the WTR Oreo, Fuck the Revival. Hit me on the Facebook page, Dragon Honor Wrestling. This week I will be posting on the Twitter page the new WWE Sims that I'm doing, Powerhouse Championship Wrestling. We did our first pay-per-view. Wait, yeah, we did. That's amazing. A lot of surprises, a lot of shockers, and yeah, back to you, Ralph.
Make sure you follow and subscribe twitch.tv/WTRLive. Make sure you use the credit code ROCKINSOCK in the Fortnite item shop or the TJ Omega, because it helps. It's kind of a thing. Do it. Tim.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to witness us saying goodnight. Have a great week. We'll catch you next Sunday night for another edition of WTR Sunday Night. Good night. Smarten up, man. Come too far. Baby, you were born. You were born to be a star. Don't give up. Don't look down. Cause your time is gonna come around. Don't look back. Come too far. Baby, you were born to be a star. So don't give up. WildTalkRadio.com.